Okay, this is Spoon Jackson of Rabbits of Realness, and I wanted to let people know that the little zine that me and another artist, Sarah Marie Bartorio, I put out a little booklet called The Rabbit of Realness, where we talk about how to write letters, and we got it geared towards young folk. We hope to continue to create these little zines, and we're going to have something in a section they call the Spoonful of Wisdom, where people can walk or call in or write in or text me now. We got email capability now because we got tablets, and ask questions, and I can answer them into the zine, which is again called the Rabbits of Realness. And you can acquire this zine by going to spoonjackson.org. And they could, you can figure out how to get it there, or you go to SarahMarieBartorio.com, and she can download it for you. And it's, in the first scene, like I said, is about the art of letter writing. And I had an essay there already on Prison Radio talking about the false art of letter writing, so that'll fit right in. So anybody who want to text me now or want to email me, can go to gettingout.com and put in their information and they could text me. We just got the tablets yesterday, so there's a little backlog with requests and things to do as far as GTL is concerned, but I got the capability to text people now. People could text me, and I think that's cool. So as far as poetry, I've been writing skits, and I'll give you a tiny bit of a demo from one of them. And this one is called The Darkest Days. And what I do is I went back to some great people that have passed on, and I tried to channel some of their texts. A lot of people don't know, but Nelson Mandela, when he was locked up over there in South Africa, somebody sent him in a copy of complete works of Shakespeare. So what they did was the prisoners that were there, they read Shakespeare, memorized it, and recited Shakespeare to each other. And I thought that was really cool. And so I decided to do a dialogue between Nelson Mandela, Shakespeare, Mother Teresa, and James Baldwin. As a story behind Mother Teresa, I met her at San Quentin a long time ago when she came to go on death row. And what's ironic about it was the same day of my mother's funeral, and they would not let me go to the funeral. And Mother Teresa did not know me, but when she came into the chapel, I was in the back row, and out of nowhere, she handed me a cross. And I think that was a message from my mom who had passed on. Anyway, I'll read from this dialogue. It's a little skit. Let's see. Yeah. It's called Darkest Days. This is Nelson Mandela first speaking. Your work took me through my darkest days, when the bars and walls were like large needles. Someone sent me your complete works, Mr. Shakespeare. We recited your text daily. It turned walls into pebbles. Shakespeare, you are too kind, and I thank you, sir. Your courage, Mandela, moved mountains and shaped seas. Mother Teresa, love always moves mountains. James Baldwin, and plant trees. Malcolm X, how did we get here? And what is this all about that I'm honored to be here? James Baldwin, there's no pain here, Mother Teresa, and no shame. Malcolm X, I wish we could have experienced this back then. We could have moved and marched across the tracks. James Baldwin, and not get spit on. Shakespeare, the secrets of the future are hidden from us too, Brother Malcolm. I'm Shakespeare. Malcolm Shakespeare, pleased to meet you. And that's just a short excerpt from creating from past a lot of people. And I hope those interested in some of the work I'm doing, please contact me at Rabbits of Realness, or go to gettingout.com. All right, thank you very much, and that's it for now.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.